And tonight we give our young people an opportunity just to share maybe what the Lord spoke to them about. And so you pray for them and encourage them. Remember, respond. Just don't sit there all stoic and still and just give some smiles. Amen. Let's practice right now. Everybody give a little smile. Hey, I see some smiles across there. That's great. That's encouraging. Why don't y'all do that for me? All right. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, we are thankful for what the Lord has done. So why don't we start off again? This is open to the juniors that went to the Wilds with Daniel and Jessica. They went, and also the teens. And then we have those that went to Pensacola. Would anybody like to start us off? I know that's always the toughest one, the first one. All right, Colin, way to go, man. Way to take the lead in that. Appreciate that very much. Colin went to Teen Extreme there in Pensacola, and he's a senior, so it's his last year as a camper. Brother Colin?
My name is Colin Dyer, for those who don't know me, and I had a really good time at Teen Extreme this year. It was really fun, and all of Kenny Baldwin's messages really spoke to me. They're all really good. But one that really stuck out to me was the one where he preached about sometimes as Christians, we allow ourselves to get comfortable where we are in our walk with God and don't seek to grow in it more. So God convicted me about this week, and I remembered a decision I made a few years ago at another youth camp many of you might know as NGM. I was already saved at the time, but I had an ongoing sin in my life that allowed me to not grow in Christ. But the decision I made to surrender that sin to God allowed me to have a genuine walk with Him. Amen. But a couple years later, my relationship with Christ began to dwindle because I didn't seek to continually grow in Christ. I allowed myself to get satisfied where I was in my walk with Christ, which not only halted my relationship with God, but caused it to weaken. So after hearing Kitty Baldwin speak about this during the week, God used it to convict me and give me a desire to live for His will again. So I made a decision and prayed to God that I would never be satisfied where I am in my walk with Him, but I would always seek to grow in Him always.
Amen. Thank you, Colin. Praise the Lord. What a great reminder to us all to never be satisfied with the status quo. We want to grow. Someone else, like for that went to Teen Extreme or the Wilds, camp, juniors, teens. All right, Becca, thank you. Hey, seniors stepping up to the plate. I like it. Amen. Thank you, Becca. Becca is also a senior and went to Teen Extreme.
Okay, so I would like to start off by thanking Arthur and Lauren and Lori for coming and taking us. Lori paid for all of my meals, and Arthur drove us, and Lauren was just the best. She's just wonderful as a person. And I would like to thank whoever sponsored me because I couldn't afford to go, and I'm very thankful because I really needed this past week. I'd also like to thank my friends who are always there for me no matter what because they're pretty cool to have around. So every message really spoke to me, but the one that stuck out the most was Wednesday night because Kenny Baldwin spoke on pressure. And I have felt a lot of pressure in my life. I put a lot of pressure on myself to be the best at everything, and I'm obviously not. And he, spoke on how God will put pressure on you to make you grow, and He will make you trust Him. And I have definitely been in situations where I've had to fully trust God in every way possible, and, this past year really pushed me to have to trust God, and the way that Kenny Baldwin put it was very interesting, and I really appreciated it. So yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm always grateful to hear from our teens and our juniors to express what the Lord was doing in their hearts, because we were praying as a church that the Lord would speak. And these teens coming back, being able to testify of that, it encourages the prayer warriors. Amen. Those that are praying, and it's never in vain. Someone else like to share a testimony from the Wilds or Teen Extreme? Anybody else? Yep, it's Daniel. Daniel took, of course, the juniors and the teens up, and that was just last week. The week before.
Yes.
The week before my vacation. It's all running together for me. But Brother Daniel, thank you.
Definitely. VBS and then camp and then camp again. Definitely running together. So I actually looked around and noticed we are missing 14 of our Wilds campers tonight. So only a couple of those who went to the Wilds are here tonight. But it was such a great week. Amen. One thing that I love about the Wilds is they... 3/4 through the week, they send all the campers back into their church groups and have a time of encouragement, a time to talk about what everyone's been learning. And that was such an encouraging time, especially with the teens who had learned so much or made decisions or were just convicted or challenged. And it was really neat to hear what those decisions were and the actions they were planning on taking. I wish they were all here to share what those different things were in their lives that challenged them. But they challenged us. The things that they were learning were a challenge to us. It was just such a great week, and I love seeing the enthusiasm, especially in the juniors, the enthusiasm to hear the Word of God. Of course, the enthusiasm for the competition, but it was such a great week. So many of them learned so much, and it really blessed us to be able to take them up there. I did want to thank all who donated, because you enabled several kids who were not able to go, and when we asked for donations, the response was immediate. And more than we thought. We thought it was going to be a struggle to get enough for all the kids to go, but y'all stepped up. Amen. And everyone was able to go who wanted to go to camp.
Amen. So thankful for our workers, our team workers and junior workers that take the time to go up and give their week. Many of them taking time off of work or school. In many ways, in Daniel and Jessica's case and Lori's case, it's just an encouragement that they would do that of our church, and I'm so thankful. Someone else would like to give a testimony from the Wilds or our Teen Extreme. Anybody else? Yes, Luke, why don't you come and share a testimony. Luke went to Teen Extreme. Was there as a junior. Luke's getting ready to be a senior this coming year. Thankful for his testimony.
Well, this week at Teen Extreme was awesome. It was a lot of fun. But I could tell that God was really working in everybody's lives this week with the preaching. Amen. Kenny Baldwin did a great job with the preaching this week. And I don't think he really spoke on prayer specifically this week, but God really spoke to my heart about prayer and about making my prayer life better. And if y'all could just pray with me that I would work on that and just pray more and, just have a better prayer life.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Luke. Amen. Someone else would like to share a testimony how the Lord may have worked in your heart. Anybody like that? Like I said, there's several. Brother Arthur, you'd like to share a testimony. Brother Arthur and Ms. Lauren drove along with Ms. Lori. That 6-hour drive one way and then 7 hours the next time, right? Is that going or coming?
Well, it was a great week. I know we're missing a lot, and some of these teens gave some testimonies even the last night at camp while we were at Teen Extreme. It was just a blessing to hear how the Lord had worked in their heart. And I just wish all of our teenagers could have came and experienced it, because literally every single teen that we brought had a great time, and the Lord spoke to them in a different way. And it was just really neat. It had a blast. And I'm just thinking back the very first night we sat in the auditorium, and I looked at Lauren and I said, this is a little bit weird. Because I had gone to camp as, a teenager, and I had gone to camp as working at a camp. It was my first time going to camp, bringing teenagers and sitting there and saying, and it's not just weird, it's also a little intimidating, a little bit scary. Some of them are going to look to me to ask me questions, and I'm going to take them and pray with them, and I'm kind of in charge to make sure, nobody breaks their leg or anything like that. And it was a little bit intimidating. But then we just had a wonderful week. We were sitting there, and the last day, and we're just giving some testimonies. We got to talk with the guys a little bit, and just see how the Lord had worked in their heart. And then one of the neat things, too, was just sitting there Thursday or Friday and just looking and seeing the joy that the teens were having, not just playing the big games and not just playing, all the different activities and things that that Teen Extreme had, but seeing them enjoy just being with one another, whether it was at dinner or whether it was just walking together, joking and laughing and just having a lot of fun. It was a blessing just to see our youth group grow together as a group. And I know some of them are seniors and they won't be here next year. And that's a little bit sad, but as well as the ones that were there who are a little bit younger, they're learning just to grow and have some fun with each other. And just going through the week as well, I think it was some of the most I've ever heard Natalie talk, and just trying to get to know some of them and Colin as well. And it's not that they were talking a lot, but it was just wonderful to spend some extra time with some of the teenagers that maybe we don't always get that time here at church here and there. But it was just wonderful to grow together as a group. And the Lord spoke to my heart as well. We had reflection time every day, which was after the morning service. The teenagers would go and kind of have their devotion time. And then the sponsors got to go with Pastor Kenny Baldwin and just hear from him a little bit just about youth ministry. And that was a huge help to me, a huge encouragement to me. Just some of the things that he spoke about that maybe I just hadn't really thought of or hadn't really put into practice yet that were just a great help for youth ministry. And one of the things that he said that kind of goes along with Colin's testimony is he talked just about, you know, not getting satisfied even in your ministry. And that sometimes, you know, us preachers, we get satisfied with, we've gone to Bible college and we've learned, but maybe we stopped studying as much as we used to, or we stopped practicing preaching and things like that, like we're supposed to, like we used to once upon a time. And then he preached, I think, the next day just about growing closer to God and not ever stopping, just in your relationship with God, getting closer and closer and closer. And that was a huge help, a huge encouragement to me. And we had a blast. I'm thankful for my wife coming and Miss Lori coming and just helping out with the teens. And we just had an absolutely fun time. So if you missed out, I feel bad for you. You missed out on a wonderful week. Hope that you'll go next year. And then for those of you that maybe you're looking and there's some teens, some kids missing, these other kids and teenagers, even the visitors, they made some great decisions as well. And they gave some testimonies just about how the Lord had worked in their heart. And we praise God for that, for all that the Lord did this week.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we do rejoice in how God speaks. Is there anybody else that'd like to share a testimony? Jessica, like to give a testimony. Amen. She went with the Wilds group. Appreciate her being willing to go with them.
We'll fill in for all the kids. But I would encourage you, go talk to the kids individually and ask them what they learned this week. It's intimidating to get up here, and many of them, especially those who've just come back this week, are exhausted. I understand. I got back a week ago, and I'm still exhausted. But most of them have something that they can tell you that they learned. So I encourage you, get that little bookmark. I think it's still around. Find out the kids that went, and, you know, just talk to them. Ask them what they learned. It was a real encouragement to me, like Daniel said, when we got back together with our kids midway through the week. And just ask them what they had learned. And I was just amazed, actually, at, especially in our junior campers, just the maturity of the things that they were learning and realizing, some of it being through songs. I noticed this morning sitting in the choir, I looked out, and most of our kids were here this morning, and I've never seen some of them sing their heart out like they were singing this morning.
Amen.
And to me, that was a real encouragement, because some of them specifically mentioned the music that they had heard at the Wilds and how, just the messages through it lined up with the messages that they were hearing in their chapel time or whether it be the sermons. And so to see that connection of worshiping God through music and His Word, I think was a really special connection to see. And it was just a really encouraging week for me. I do understand why God does not give you 16 children at one time. Maybe stretched out, but not all the same age. But they did great. And the Wilds they do so well with the sponsors and the kids, and just recovering from last year, from 2020. I mean, all the changes that they've had to make for that, they've done really, really well. And we've got some really encouraging updates from them of just how they're doing and kind of getting back on track. So there was a special thank you as well to churches who sent a donation during that year. And I know the Crooked Creek was able to do that, so just pass along their thanks to you. They really appreciate it.
Amen. Thank you, Jessica. Yeah, please do. As a reminder, we do have those bookmarks still available. Pray that the kids would stay with their decisions and just let it transform them from the inside out, and that it would rub off on us too. Amen. Sometimes as adults, we think we're above making decisions for Christ. But I think, according to the Bible, we need to be making decisions every day. Amen. Following the Lord. But anybody else I'd like to share testimony? Lori? Absolutely. Lori went to Teen Extreme to Pensacola. I think this is your third trip? Fourth. Fourth trip to Teen Extreme. Appreciate Lori going.
Like you said, I'm Lori, and this is my fourth time going to Teen Extreme with the teens. And I love working with our teens. Sorry, I had bronchitis before we went. I still have bronchitis. It's not fun. I don't recommend going to camp sick. breathing is difficult. But when we were signing up, I actually was waitlisted to begin with, because they weren't sure what capacity that they were going to be able to run. So I wasn't sure until about a month ago that I was going to be able to get in. I think it was about a month ago. And when we signed up and I was on the wait list, I was like, well, you know, if I go, I go. If I don't, I don't. It's fine. And then even like the day when I found out I was going, I'm like, well, I guess I'm going. And going down, I was thinking, why am I going? Arthur and Lauren can handle these kids. They're fine. And one of my friends got on to me for not being nice to her friend. I was being down on myself. And so I was like, what? There's no point for me to be here. And then that very first night, I'm exhausted. I had had very little sleep. We had driven down there. And when you hit the ground there, you are running until bedtime. And I was exhausted. And we're in the room and we're waiting for the hall devotions. And one of the girls in, she's one of the visitors, she sat down and she started asking me a few questions. And this is after I'd already kind of been like, ugh, you know, there's no point for me to be here. And she's asking me questions. I'm going, okay, fine, Lord, I know I'm supposed to be here. And just building the relationship with these kids and seeing them grow and change. And I've seen a growth. Some of the kids that have gone every year that I've gone, I've seen a change. They made decisions last year and it affected this year. And I would just encourage you to keep praying for these kids, because their decisions are important and they're big decisions. And like Arthur said, the best time, my favorite time, is the sponsor reflections, when we get to sit down and have a little bit more time with the speaker themselves, because he really encouraged all of us that we're needed and we need to be investing in the lives of the teens. And he also encouraged us to do things that will help us continue to grow. So anyway, your teens were awesome on this trip, and we love them, and thank you for sending us.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very encouraging. Very encouraging. Anybody else at the camp like to give a testimony?